Dancing Swans, The Dying Swan vs. Swan Lake. The swan is perhaps the animal most frequently associated with ballet. In fluffy white tutus and pink point shoes, ballerinas glide across the stage like swans floating on a lake. Of course, the swan isn't the only avian character in ballet. There is the dramatic red mythological bird of Igor Stravinsky's The Firebird. Sleeping Beauty features a bluebird couple and a canary fairy, both of whom usually wear feathery costumes and flap their arms like wings as part of their choreography. There even is a barnyard chicken dance in the 1789 ballet La Fille Malgardie. None of these are quite as graceful and lovely as the swan, and there are two terpsichorean interpretations of this waterfall: Swan Lake and The Dying Swan. Swan Lake. Swan Lake is one of the most famous and most frequently performed ballets. The ballet features a celebrated score, written in 1877 by Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. The main theme, played by an oboe, mimics a bird-like call. The ballet features a gentle white swan, Odette, and her evil doppelganger, the black swan Odile. There also is a handsome prince, Siegfried, and a wicked sorcerer, Baron von Rothbart. Odette was turned into a swan by the evil Rothbart. She and her swan maidens transform back into women at night. On the night of his 21st birthday, Prince Siegfried goes into the woods to hunt. He meets Odette, falls in love with her, and invites her to his ball. Odette discloses that in order to be free of her curse, a pure of heart man must pledge his love to her. Rothbart learns of this and sends his daughter, Odile, instead, disguised as Odette. Siegfried is deceived by the ruse and swears his love to Odile. Realizing his accidental betrayal, Siegfried returns to the lake and begs for Odette's forgiveness. She forgives him but must die to be released from Rothbart's curse. Siegfried follows her lead, and their love destroys Rothbart and frees the swan maidens. The Dying Swan. The Dying Swan is an entire ballet comprised of only one dance by a single dancer. The music is the swan from Le Carnaval des Animaux, or The Carnival of the Animals, by Camille Saint-Saëns, a French composer, who was a colleague and good friend of Tchaikovsky. In The Dying Swan, the white tutu-clad ballerina enacts the last moments of a swan's life before gently folding up on the floor in death. Smooth cello notes evoke the bird's swan song as a swan sings for the last time before dying. The piece is between 3 and 4 minutes long, depending on the tempo. Anna Pavlova gained fame for performing this ballet, which was choreographed for Pavlova by Russian choreographer Michael Fokin. She first performed it in St. Petersburg in 1905 and would perform it around 4,000 times. Other ballerinas have also performed this unique one-person ballet. Mid-20th century British ballerina Alicia Markova has been most associated with the dance, which prompted Vladimir Tretyakov to immortalize her in the 1949 painting The Dying Swan. The ballets have similar endings. Traditional productions of Swan Lake do end with Odette's death, yet she doesn't gracefully fold her wings and collapse on the floor. Instead, she leaps off a ledge into a lake, sacrificing herself to break Rothbart's spell. Feathered Grace. Swan Lake and The Dying Swan have the common theme of a shared topic. In terms of technical difficulty, however, they are very different. Swan Lake is one of the hardest ballets for the prima ballerina, since it is 4 acts long and extremely intense in terms of acting and dancing. The greatest challenge is playing the dual role of Odette and Odile. The ballerina must embody 2 separate characters and execute 2 very different styles of dancing. While Odette is sad and vulnerable with slow, controlled movements, Odile is sinister and enticing with flashy technique, including the impressive 32 turns, known as fouettes. The Dying Swan is a simple solo routine with only a few dance moves, depicting the final moments of a swan's life. In fact, most of it consists of graceful steps gliding across the floor, known as bourrées, and flapping arm movements. Many ballerinas have been inspired by the choreography of this dance to incorporate more swan-like movements into their interpretations of Odette. Appropriately, this has become the final piece many ballerinas perform in their careers, a true swan song. It's a popular misconception that the pieces are related, as many videos posted on the internet are titled The Dying Swan from Swan Lake. Yet, although one is only 4 minutes and the other is four acts, both ballets are beautiful works of classical ballet, epitomizing grace, beauty, and tradition. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? Please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc.